NAACP unanimously votes in favor of Trump impeachment. By Joshua Kaplan on July 23, 2019. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, announced Tuesday that delegates voted unanimously to call for impeachment proceedings to begin against President Donald Trump. The vote came as the organization is holding its 110th annual convention in Detroit, Michigan. In a tweet earlier Tuesday, NAACP President Derek Johnson wrote of the group's vote in favor of Trump's ouster. Today, at NAACP voted to move forward with a resolution to initiate at real Donald Trump's impeachment at the 110th #NACP convention. Trump's misconduct is unmistakable and has proven time and time again that he is unfit to serve as the president of this country. The symbolic gesture comes as 87 House members say they support impeachment. Thus far, House Democrat leadership has balked at the idea with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, imploring lawmakers to instead stick to their investigations into possible public corruption or obstruction of justice in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into now-debunked collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. On Wednesday, the House voted 332-95 to table a resolution calling for impeachment brought by Representative Al Green, DTX. Speaking Monday before the NAACP convention, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, re-upped her call for impeachment to commence, saying, "I'm not going nowhere, not until I impeach this president. We need bold action, folks. I know what's happening out there. It's beyond just the four of us," she added. "The squad is all of you. I can tell you, you are all the squad, trust me. If you support equity, you support justice, you are one of us." The NAACP's vote comes one day before Mueller is scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and House Intelligence Committee on his 448-page report on Russian interference. Some House Democrats hope Mueller's testimony will re-energize efforts to impeach the president, though legal analysts believe that is unlikely to occur. The million-dollar question that they want to be able to ask him and to get a satisfactory answer is, if it were not for the Office of Legal Counsel guidance that says a sitting president cannot be indicted, would you have indicted the president for obstruction of justice? Said former federal prosecutor and Fox News Channel contributor Andrew Z. McCarthy. That's the question they really want a yes answer to. And they're not going to get one, he added.